Sean, I guess it was obvious that Sam Tompkins had come up with the winning play in the end, wasn't it, on his return?
Yeah, I thought he did some other good things throughout the game. He got the ball to where we needed to get to, and I thought he managed the game really well. I thought he had a good game, Sam, as did Batty. All the players that have been out a while, they all did a good job for us.
You just about got your breath back after that finish.
Yeah, it's a frustrating one. You know, I think we deserve to win the game, but credit to Warrington, they're pretty busted at the minute, you know, low on confidence, but they really pushed us to there. But it's just one of them Sunday game, you just want to win the game, whether it's ugly or pretty.
What were you thinking when that kick-off sailed
down
the full
of them? Running on the pitch and punching him. About 40 times. Really frustrated. You can't do it. To our level, professionals, our kick-offs were great during the game, but they picked that one to kick it out of the ground, so frustrated. If that would have cost us, I'd be in a different mood.
Obviously extremely happy to get through in this competition, Sean, but how big a win is that in the context of your season as well, to finally get some rewards for your efforts in recent weeks?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's fair play. I understand what you're saying there, and it's good. Our efforts have been good, our kids have done a great job, but to pick players like Lockers and get Sam back and Faz and John Bateman, it just gives a different outlook to the team. And you know, they've been under the pump, our young kids, so for them to come in first game back after, like, Sam's 10 months out, they look great. So Mertbeck has done a great job. To get them players back is massive for us, and to get the win, and there's some relieved players in our dressing room. They forgot the song, it's been that long.
John, it's 4 years since you last got to Wembley. I mean, for a club that prides itself on the cup, that's 2-1 between drinks, isn't it, for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we've done other things, but Wembley's different. Wembley's special, and the connection what we're going to have with Wembley, won it more times than we else, is special. And it was the best 4 or 5 days of my life last time when we went down to beat Hull. So it's something I want again, but we've got a really tough semi-final. All four teams will be strong teams, us being one of them. So we've just got a big game coming up. The one I want to concentrate on is Huddersfield next Friday. They're flying, very confident, healthy squad. We want to put a dent into them.
Everyone will come through okay?
Yeah, T pulled his calf. I don't know how serious it is. We're getting scanned tonight and serious.
Sure, with nearly all your main men fit enough, does that encourage you that you can really have a go on both fronts now for us?
Yeah, I mean, the last time I picked a team like that, we played against Cronulla, and we know what happened there. So it just proves that if I can pick that healthy squad consistently, I mean, the players I picked today, it'll take them 4 or 5 games to get into the swing of things. You know, John Bateman's not played since Cronulla, so they're not going to play well for a few games, but just having them back in the team is fantastic.
What match practice we've been able to give Tompkins and Bateman, given the seriousness of their injuries?
None. They've done nothing. They've been in the gym and done conditioning. Obviously, Sam's not been able to run that much because of his foot, and John couldn't be in contact with his shoulder. But you know, you want to thoughts today. I think they did a great job. Anthony Gelling, a serious knee injury, and he's come out of that. He looks fantastic today. So we did a lot of things well. I thought our defence was good. The first two tries were kicks, but the last try they scored, you know, when they went through St Paul, our goal line, he was a bit softer, but I thought our D improved immensely today. I know he scored a few points, but I think in general our D improved.
I know you didn't want to overplay it early, but it was a bit of a fairy tale return for Sam, wasn't it?
Yeah, he never kicks a drop goal ever. But what we love about him, he's very competitive. He wants to win, and he just showed that. He just wants to win games, and he's done that since he was 8. So I've done nothing to help that. It's just him, and it was a great job what he did today.
What were your emotions in the closing stage?
I was frustrated because I thought at half time it was pretty close, but I thought we was well in front. What kept them in the game, I think we was about 54% completions, and it was real simple. My half time, just keep hold of the ball, and then all of a sudden we got a penalty, we were defending our line again, and we just continued, got hammered, and we were no ball for the other part of the game. So it was a simple message. When it gets to the end, I just thought we did enough to win the game by a few more points than one, but it's just dumb things from us which kept them in the game.
Tony was saying
problem with the ball today? Because dry day, hot day, but it seemed like...
Yeah, all the players, all the players, and I felt it myself in the dressing room, it's not good.
No.
It's not good. And it's, you know, when people are trying to play, and Warrington as well, when they're trying to play the ball, it's not great for fantastic rugby league, you know, if when a ball's like that.
Talked about your stars going back in today, Sean, but one player's never let you down and came up with a big play again today was Liam Marshall. Try out of nothing and a big significant score as well. And how good is it to know that you've got players like that that are willing to step in again if you need them?
Yeah, he's a great talent, Liam. He made two really, really poor errors today, which really disappointed me. But when he's on, the try score was a great effort from him. He did some really good things, but he just needs to concentrate a bit more, and that's his youth coming out. He'll know better tomorrow morning. Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers,
thank you.
Thank you.